Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You saw Donald Trump essentially undermining the MAGA media ecosystem in real time. For the past few months, they've called Zohran Mamdani a jihadist, communist, a threat to America who's incompatible with the governing style of America. You think he's incompatible with the governing style of America?
His values are
fundamental. Trump doesn't think that.
Trump is wrong on this case.
You think Trump is wrong on this case?
Hey everybody, Adam Mockler here. Marjorie Taylor Greene resigned from Congress. Then moments later, I went on CNN to debate about it. You guys are going to like this. Drop a like. Subscribe if you want to see more. I love you all and watch until the end.
Breaking news tonight. Is MAGA cracking? One of the president's most loyal followers for a decade says that she is resigning from Congress after a bitter fallout with President Trump.
Loyalty should be a two-way street, and we should be able to vote our conscience. America first should mean America first and only Americans first. Standing up for American women who were raped at 14 years old, trafficked and used by rich, powerful men should not result in me being called a traitor and threatened by the President of the United States. I refuse to be a battered wife, hoping it all goes away and gets better.
Marjorie Taylor Greene is realizing for the first time what it's like to be on the opposition side of Trump. She has clapped him on for years as he has over and over used the same vile rhetoric towards Democrats, towards other Republicans. But now she takes a principled stance for the first time and decides, I'm going to split with him on the Epstein files. And he goes scorched earth, calls her Marjorie Taylor Greene, unendorses her.
Marjorie Taylor Brown. He changed her.
It was so lazy, too. He says, because green grass turns brown. This guy's losing his juice. But the point is, Donald Trump has kicked so many people out of public life because they don't want to be the subject of his ire. This is what Mike Pence has gone through. This is what Liz Cheney has gone through. This is what Alyssa Slotkin is going through right now. He calls Marjorie a traitor, says he wants to execute or hang Democrats. And now
You've answered the question that you asked about whether MAGA is fracturing. The truth is MAGA is not fracturing. If Donald Trump couldn't simply unendorse someone and that'll eliminate her chances of being there, that's only because the majority of people, whether they're in her Georgia district or elsewhere in the country, are going to follow President Trump.
Well, it hasn't eliminated her chance.
This is an entrenchment of MAGA.
She wasn't endorsed
by Trump, by the way.
People like Nick Fuentes or this America First movement are now going to be hardcore lobbying to get Marjorie Taylor Greene on their side, which will only accelerate this MAGA divide between anti-Israel, a more really, really populist movement versus now what's kind of becoming like the MAGA establishment, which is weird. So Nick Fuentes, he's a legitimate political operator. I know that he's like a hugely divisive dude online, but he is trying to make moves to gain leverage over the Republican Party. There is a very real chance that he capitalizes on this in such a way that Marjorie is then in his camp. I don't think that would be good for the current MAGA establishment.
I think the fact that she is actually resigning and talking bad about, in the sense of like, I'm out of here. It is a fracture. This is a huge fracture. You can't say that this person who was so loyal to him isn't a fracture.
But to go back to my point, it's not a fracture of the MAGA movement. It's not a fracture of the Republican Party. When you cross the Republican Party, apparently there's no room for you, and she's realized that, and now she's sayonara.
Well, what did she cross the Republican Party on mainly?
Look, she attacked the president.
On the Epstein files?
On the Epstein files, on the economy, and you know what?
She attacked the president because he was trying to stymie the release of the files that were going to expose.
Well, let's be clear. President Trump is the one who's actually delivering transparency that Biden could have done in 4 years and didn't do on the Epstein files. So to pretend like Donald Trump is like, oh my God, the Epstein files can never come out. He's done more than Joe Biden did in 4 years.
He's done more to embarrass himself. Remember that clip where he's like, are we still talking about Jeffrey Epstein? Remember when he said that? This is a guy who is running away from his past.
Tonight, a surreal love fest between Donald Trump and the next mayor of New York. Zohran Mamdani visiting the White House today in a meeting that had to be seen to be believed. In light of what each man has said about each other over the last few months, this was extraordinary.
He's a communist. We're going to go to a communistic city. That's so bad for New York.
I think I met with a man who's a very rational person. I met with a man who really wants to see New York be great again.
If there is any way to terrify a despot, it is by dismantling the very conditions that allowed him to accumulate power.
I've been called much worse than a despot, so it's not that insulting. I think he'll change his mind after we get to working together.
I am Donald Trump's worst nightmare as a progressive Muslim immigrant who actually fights for the things that I believe in.
What I really appreciate about the president is that the meeting that we had focused not on places of disagreement.
The Mamdani thing is it's a disaster waiting to happen. We can't have a communist in charge of a great supposedly free enterprise, kind of a representative city.
Would you feel comfortable living in New York City under a Mamdani administration?
Yeah, I would. I really would. Especially after the meeting.
Our city is under attack by an authoritarian Trump administration.
Are you affirming that you think President Trump is a fascist?
I've spoken about...
That's okay. You can just say yes.
Okay.
Yeah. It's easier. It's easier than explaining it. I don't mind.
Trump walked back his threats to cut funding to New York, and tonight he even posted photos of the visit saying the meeting was a great honor. Errol, what's going on? I mean, Zohran Mamdani won because he was opposed to Trump. Well, how's this going to play?
The city of New York won because there was a non-zero chance that there would be National Guard troops and chaos in the streets even before the inauguration of Mamdani. So it's great that that's not necessarily going to happen, or at least it's not going to happen imminently. Mm-hmm. I think, look, there are a couple of things that are going on. One is that Mamdani came the way you're supposed to come to Donald Trump. You come with strength, and you come with some kind of notoriety, with some popularity. So he didn't just win the election. He won in a way that nobody's ever seen before. He went from 1% in the polls to winning the Democratic primary in about 6 months. He's got a certain amount of celebrity. Donald Trump noted, President Trump noted, that there were more press there, international press included, than for some heads of state. That gets the attention of somebody like a Donald Trump. And I guess finally, you know, look, it is part of the Trump story. The Trump family fortune came from working with mayors and local officials in New York. Hmm. And I think it's just kind of hardwired into him that being friendly with the mayor of New York can be a very lucrative proposition.
He said he used to want that job.
You saw Donald Trump essentially undermining the MAGA media ecosystem in real time. For the past few months, they've called Zohran Mamdani a jihadist, communist, a threat to America who's incompatible with the governing style of America. You think he's incompatible with the governing style of America?
His values are fundamental. Trump doesn't think that. Trump is wrong on this case.
You think Trump is wrong on this case?
Zohran Mamdani's principles are fundamentally hostile to the founding principles. His idea that we should confiscate property. John Locke, the founders, they were very clear that property rights
are never talked about. He's never said anything about confiscation.
He said he wants to take luxury condos.
I'm moderated to debates that have interviewed him half a dozen times.
Then you would know that he said that.
There's no confiscation.
Then
you would know that he said that.
Can I just say,
luxury condos should be taken if they're not in use?
This is a perfect example. The MAGA media ecosystem has made Zohran seem like this extreme jihadist. And listen, some of his ideas are outside the current political spectrum.
The legislation he supports in the council will force property owners before they can sell it on the public market.
It's called
to sell it.
Why didn't Trump confront him about that? Why didn't Trump confront him about it? Why
was
Trump?
He said it was his honor.
Maybe he did.
Well, you know what Trump said? Trump said that we both agree on increasing
the
supply of housing, and
they're
that's going
to.
I'll tell you why.
Tonight, Donald Trump is insisting that your Thanksgiving this year will be cheaper than last year.
As you know, I've been saying to a lot of people, Walmart said that Thanksgiving this year is exactly 25% less than last year. So that's good for New York, good for everybody.
And thanks to President Trump's drill baby drill agenda, the national average price of a gallon of gas on Thanksgiving Day is projected to be at the cheapest price since the COVID pandemic in 2021.
Let's start with that last point. While it is true that gas has been cheaper this year, that's no longer the case. AAA says the average gallon is now more expensive than, at this point, last year under Biden. Second point, Walmart's Thanksgiving basket this year is cheaper because it contains less food. A new analysis also finds that overall dinner is 10% higher this year. But according to one MAGA ally, forget what you hear.
There are issues on some of these prices, although I think affordability is greatly overrated.
Just a quick reminder, that wasn't just a talking head on TV. Larry Kudlow was Trump's economic advisor during the first administration. And it's probably a bad sign that people MAGA aligned or even in the administration are basically saying, don't worry about it. You know, it's all in your head.
I was going to ask you the context of that because he just said overrated. So you're saying that they believe I didn't get the whole full of it. It was just like, okay, it's overrated. We don't need to talk about it now. I said this before on your show when we were talking about SNAP benefits when the government was shut down. I think that, and that's what Trump is experiencing and this administration is experiencing now. You can't convince people that they're not getting enough food. You can't convince people they don't have food for their children. You can't convince people that they don't have enough money to actually pay for gas. All of those things are real moments that you feel. So no matter whatever you're trying to sell me, and if you're trying to tell me that it's just overrated, American people will not believe that. We just won't do that.
It's a lot less abstract than some of the other Democratic talking points we've had. Like, so when we talk about January 6th or Trump upending the rule of law or not caring about norms, that's pretty abstract in people's day-to-day lives.
Yeah.
But the economy affects them every single day. And Trump is hardcore gaslighting about how the economy is doing. Like, he says that inflation is, he essentially said he killed inflation at one point, if there was no inflation.
But that's inflation
not
was higher under President Biden.
What was inflation?
Core inflation was 3.2 in December and is 3.0 now. CPI went up 28%. Be quiet. I'm talking, buddy. CPI went up 21%. That means that under Joe Biden, every American lost 20 cents on every dollar. We're at the Food Network. We're talking about beef. I know that's been a big issue, right? The meat industry, the Meat Institute, represents 95% of meat packers, poultry packers, right? They sent a letter to the Trump administration recently basically saying, here's how you can save the meat industry. Nothing about tariffs. It was all about stupid state and federal regulations.
The tariffs are an issue. They're not the whole story, but they are a big part of the story.
The U.S. cattle herd is lower than it's ever been.
But it's not just about
that. Because of regulations.
There are many other elements
to this. It's not going to just double overnight.
When you walk to the grocery store, bread is higher, beef is higher,
eggs are lower, coffee's higher. Well, you can pick and choose.
How much have eggs gone down over the past 12 months? How much have a dozen of eggs gone down?
Core inflation
is down.
Is core inflation up or is core inflation down? Core inflation
is down. Is unemployment up or down?
Period.
Is unemployment up or down?
End of story. Core inflation is down.
No. Wait. Okay.
Core inflation is down.
Inflation,
core inflation is. I'm saying core inflation.
Okay,
but
cherry inflation is at what 3.2% now. That is
a trend. 3% now. It used to be 3.1.
But Joe, the trend since Trump came into office is that it has been ticking up, not ticking down.
Liberation Day tariffs only went into effect on August 7th due to Trump's 90-day delays, so we haven't seen the bulk of the effects, but I've seen the Republicans in the administration and on this panel cherry-pick certain economic data that's incongruent with the way the average American feels. A dozen eggs is down 4 cents over the past year. That doesn't outweigh unemployment being up, unemployment for young Americans my age being up, unemployment for black Americans is spiking. That's an early indicator of a weakening job market. People are
black
struggling.
American women, and you
can't,
especially.
Yeah, you can't just gaslight about this. It's
all right. Now it's time for our news nightcap. Don't go anywhere just yet, though, because Wicked for Good is now in theaters. And that had us wondering, what movie or TV show prequel do you want to see? Adam.
I really enjoy the characters that both Matt Damon and Robin Williams play in Good Will Hunting, so I'd like to see what they were doing before the sequence of events in that movie.
Okay. All right, Carrie.
Sex in the City, of course, that's on brand for me. I really want to know why all of these women in some form or fashion were stunted in their growth and their relationships. I want to know about Carrie's parents. I want to know why Samantha behaves the way she does. Did something happen? These are very important issues. I know there were the Carrie diaries, but I need full details.
All right.
I'm sure Joe feels the same way. He was going to say
it. Yeah, I love the Sex and the City show.
Okay, see?
Well, every episode I have on, I still have it on Blu-ray.
I know.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.